this action, which to me indicates that it's real effective. This is something brand new. I've never known this to be done in a forest before. For the slow ones among us, maybe the press or whatever, who don't understand exactly what happened, is that last night people went out with skeins and skeins of brightly colored yarn and wove them in and out and in and out of the trees. Now, if you do that, well, you can't cut that down with a chainsaw. That just wraps around your chainsaw. And you can't cut it with a logger's axe because it bounces back. There's only one way to take yarn out of the woods, and that's with a scissors. So it's a very un-macho kind of way of getting apart. And the more macho you act trying to get it apart, the harder it is to get it apart. And the pink yarn, the yellow yarn, it's beautiful. It's really pretty. I haven't seen it in the woods myself. I don't do that stuff, but... At any rate, I think that the trees are festive and the way that they want to be. And I think that there's loggins getting slowed down today. And I think that's the reason they're not saying nothing. Because they sure don't want this one going around the country. I mean, tree sitting is one thing, but that requires a lot of skill. Anybody can go out in the woods with a skein of yarn. And the one thing I want to say about this weaving spiders, weaving the web of life in the forest, though, is don't try this in a wilderness area, because this creates a wildlife exclusion zone. So it's a great tactic for keeping trees up, but we need to be sensitive to the other creatures that live in the woods. And in an area where they're about to clear cut it, it doesn't really make a whole lot of difference. We're doing the wildlife a favor to give them a day's notice to clear out. But it's a great tactic, and I think this is going to really get around, and I think this is going to slow them down a lot more than they want to admit.